6.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. You're on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the center of Ballito on 88 FM locally and streaming worldwide via our dedicated apps. And at 6.5 minutes past eight, it gives me enormous pleasure to welcome my next guest to the studio. Mark Seftel is a name that is certainly well known on South African radio, because Harry Seftel, well, who didn't know Harry Seftel? What a lovely man, an eminent medical professional, but a great broadcaster as well. He used to tell it like it is, and Mark is his son. And with him is the lovely Penelope Meneer, and they're both representing Workshop 17. So, welcome to you both. It's lovely to have you here on an early Monday morning. I know Mark's been running the promenade. Look at him, all fit and fabulous. And Penny's been surfing already. You've been trying out are you surfing this year?
The geriatrics class.
Okay, let's get serious, folks. We're talking about shared workspace. And, of course, Mark, you are the co-founder of Workshop 17, which is quite something, because it is a huge success story. And hopefully it will continue to grow and to flourish and to thrive. It's a trend that is, I think, you know, a good idea is when timing and circumstance and opportunity come together, these good ideas tend to live. And I think this is a marvelous example of exactly that. So welcome to you. Let's talk about it. What's happening at Workshop 17 in Ballito?
Well, Dave, firstly, thank you so much for hosting us at your show. And yes, it is quite a special moment, you know, given my father was on radio for 40 years. I didn't obviously... It's just lovely to be in front of the mic, you know, give a little nod to his career. Yeah, indeed, this is an idea that its time has come, most certainly. I think COVID certainly helped that transition. It showed that indeed you don't need dedicated space, that you can actually work out of space that's not, you know, dedicated to your business, but indeed a place that has this fluidity. But I think a key thing for us is democratization of space. You know, normally space is dedicated to one company. Here we're actually making space available to the cross-section of people, you know, whether you're a small business or a big business. And we're hoping that that's exactly what's going to happen in Ballito. So as a result, we've introduced the W17 Club, which really just reduces the price point considerably for people to come into the space. But yeah, certainly it's been a huge success. You know, pre-COVID, it was hadn't really landed, but since COVID, it's really had a very big change.
But the shared or co-working spaces concept has been around in South Africa for a while. I know this because I had offices in Wellington Road in Parktown. There was a co-working hub there, which was extraordinarily successful. But I say this with respect because it was a long time ago, it was a rather dreary and depressing environment. It was just a spot to go and work from. If you phoned in, it sounded very professional because you had a shared reception or the answering service was good. But for people to visit you in that space, you didn't really want them to, because that didn't give you the right image as a business. Whereas Workshop 17 has taken the notion to the next level, and the space that you're in is really cool.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really important point. You know, our feeling is that just because it's shared doesn't need to be, mean it needs to be, you know, less significant. You know, we've really made the place beautiful to be in. So it should be aspirational. It should be the place you want to come to. It should be almost, you know, better than home, because that's really our competitor. You know, so we have to compel people to come out of their homes, particularly in this beautiful area of Ballito and the surrounding area. You know, you've got to give people a good reason to come out. And another kind of concept is that, you know, very few of us can afford an Airbus A380, but we all can afford a seat on it. And in that sense, let it be something special.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now, just look at the concept. Workshop 17 is... it's been very successful, the concept, in a number of major centers. Just talk us through where you're currently situated.
So, look, Joburg was our first site, actually, in the inner city of Mabaneng, and then from there we moved to the V&A waterfront. So we got a big presence in Cape Town, a big presence in Joburg now, and we've had a very successful run in Mauritius, and that's growing also quite considerably.
And so now, and I'm drawing this thread because this is something that a proposition that I think is marvelous. Bolito, when you compare it to Joburg, Cape Town, Mauritius, Bolito. And it's amazing as a brand how it sits comfortably with this community of interest, not local community geographic, but community of interest. And I think you've hit it absolutely right, because this is the Bolito that we talk to. It's a brand. It's not a local space. But there's still a bit of a small town approach to doing everything in Bolito. It's quite a tough nut to crack, shall we say. I've seen many businesses over the years, because we've been here for long enough to have seen it, and it breaks my heart to see businesses where people have come to retire, possibly, to the coast, because it's their dream. You know, this is the dream. It's gorgeous. And they pump their life savings into a business that people then sit and watch fail, because that's what we do in Bolito. We like to, let's have a look and see how long you last. And you know, that has been an approach in the past. But clearly things are changing. As the profile has changed, as more and more energy has come in and the space has grown, so now comes the opportunity for the next level of development. And I think this is where Workshop 17 hits it bang on.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. And we are building out our lifestyle offering. And the reality is people want to work where it's beautiful. So more and more people are moving from Johannesburg, or indeed the bigger cities, and they're going to smaller towns. Because it doesn't really matter where you are. You can work from anywhere, so you might as well work from something that's beautiful.
It's interesting. I was watching a clip, just scanning YouTube, and here was this, what people don't want to, or don't know or don't want to know about living in Bolito. And I thought, well, this is odd. Let me check it out. And blow me down, it's an estate agent kind of telling people that this is now the general audience, that the Bolito is the kind of best kept secret in the world, and this is why. And then he goes and interviews a whole bunch of nebbishes about Bolito. None of them live here. I know this because I know Bolito very well. I've been here for an awfully long time. And in a sense, he's quite right. Bolito is incredibly super to live in and to work in, because it is still very much a smallish environment where you're, depending on where you're situated, you are very close to international airport, deep water harbors, industrial if you want it, close by massive Dubai trade port for development, and it's growing like smoke. You've got hospitals, you've got schools, you've got everything on your doorstep. And you've got green fields in terms of residential development. Yeah. Then you've got the lifestyle. Yeah. It is absolutely bang on.
It really is. And, you know, we to be honest, we have taken a risk to come to Bolito, but I'm absolutely confident it's going to pay off, you know, in the medium to long term. It's not our first rodeo at going to smaller towns. We went to Paarl too, and that was behind the curve for a very long time. But I'm now happy to say that it's really turned the corner. Because of just the changing nature of where people live, how they want to live, and the activities that they participate in. And also the demographic. You know, we're seeing younger and younger people coming to Paarl. We're seeing younger and younger people coming to Bolito. And, you know, where are they going to be economically active?
Well, I take a lot of... I take under advisement the fact that there is huge investment in the area already made by groupings that are ahead of the curve and that have deliberately come in ahead of the curve, because you can't get in post the explosion, which is happening now. The development that's happening on the North Coast in terms of just rand value, you know, when you've got a 2 billion rand development, that's a lot of money, 2 billion rand. You know, this is not just a flash in the pan.
No, this is a real, real fundamental thing that's happening. And we've seen it, funnily enough, in Mauritius. You only have to go to Mauritius to see what Bolito could be.
Yeah.
It's a sort of sugarcane-centered economy, or you saw historically. And people have moved from sugarcane to property to lifestyle. And I think that, you know, people from this area could do well to go visit our friends, you know, 4 or 5 hours away by plane. It's just remarkable. It's almost like a case study of what Bolito could be. But you also want to do it in the right way. You want to do it in a conscious way. You want to be sensitive to the environment. You want to be building out businesses and offerings that are actually going to make the world a better place. And I think that's another key aspect of why the shared workspace is so important. So you land up actually having a melting pot.
Yeah.
What we like to think of as a coral reef, where new ideas can come to the fore. But we can also create businesses that have got compassion, got empathy, and that are actually going to be good for the environment. Whereas your traditional businesses in their silos actually have no conscience, really, because they don't have this opportunity to bounce up against others, and indeed, which is so exciting, against nature. And I'm obviously very conscious about this beautiful ocean, this beautiful landscape, and how does that landscape now talk to the next generation of businesses? And that those conversations are big and complex conversations.
Yeah.
Same as what the mall is. And I think the mall could be seen as a place of change. If you look around at the products in the mall, where they're made, what are the what impact does it have on the environment? What impact does it have on wages? Who's actually earning that money? Is that money locally kept, or is it sent off to foreign companies? And I think we're in this opportunity, particularly situated in a mall, to start thinking deeply about the kind of world that we want to create and the kind of economy that we want to produce for locals by locals.
Yeah. You know what I think is really, really exciting about this shared, beautiful co-working space? I think you've hit on almost, maybe consciously, maybe not, the huge problem that everyone has in the 21st century is loneliness. You find that if you're working in a corporate environment and that's your exposure to the world, and they're all kind of dull people, and that's, you go every day to this dull place and you spend most of your life with these dull people and you're lonely. If you're working from home, similarly, you're lonely. If you go to a strange place full of exciting people, you're lonely. But if you go to a shared working space with people with similar common interests and values, and suddenly you're part of a community. Yeah. And it's a very progressive thing. But I think it's extremely insightful.
I can see Penny's just edging to
say
something.
I'm trying to say something, but he's had a lot of airtime. Just keep quiet.
Yes. Okay.
But Dave just made a terrific point. I hope you're going to bounce off.
No, but 100%, because honestly, a lot of young people not necessarily young people, but the people that are members that have come to the space have all said they're so pleased to be out of their home, or they're so pleased to just sit next to someone. They don't have to talk to them, but there's that feeling of engagement without having to actually engage. There's a feeling of, I don't feel so lonely anymore. And I think that's definitely a post-COVID attribute. I think people feel that they just need other people. And at the end of the day, we're all kind of tribal. We need to be with people. Even if we don't like people. So I think that, in essence, at Belita particularly, I've noticed there's been a big drive for individuals and solo entrepreneurs coming into the space just to be around other people.
Mm-hmm. Look, I think it's a critical thing you've touched on, and it actually is conscious. If you look at your socialization and your groups of friends that you produce, it's nursery school, primary school, high school, university, and then it actually falls off a cliff. You land up going to a job, and actually a job is not that social because it's quite competitive, because the person next to you might actually be going for the same position. So we create a corporate environment without the politics. And your social ability and your ability to meet new people just goes on to a whole new realm. Of course, there's also this moment, when your kids go to school, that's an opportunity.
Yeah.
But definitely we need to be talking to each other more. If you look at the problems around the world, it's because we've stopped talking and we're living in our echo chambers. And indeed, we need to respond to social media. We can't forget that in this whole milieu.
So now people listening to this are, I think, more aware of what the offer is in terms of what's in it for me. What's in it for me is simply if you're working in any kind of field of endeavor in an environment that you are less than happy with, you should possibly be looking at moving to an environment where you can be free to work properly. In an environment that encourages that, where you don't have the drama of working from home, or you don't have the drama from working from a corporate environment that just is not very productive for whatever reason.
Or a coffee shop.
Yeah. How does one get to have a tour of the facilities?
Well, it's really, really easy. First of all, you can go on our website, which is workshop17.com/Belita. And they'll be able to see what we what our offering is.
And do you encourage that? Do you allow people to pop in and just have
absolutely, absolutely. It's very simple or easy to find us. We're in the Belita Junction Mall. And the benchmark or the kind of, not the benchmark, the kind of location is the Pick and Pay liquor store. If you come in that entrance.
Oh, that's a good
place. Yes.
Come to the liquor store. We'll
turn left, don't turn right.
Turn left, not into the liquor store, into proper, which is the, I think it's quite a renowned establishment. They've, everywhere you go, you see the proper smoothies, and they are our food and beverage supplier, wonderful cafe. And then you go upstairs to the seventh floor, and there'll be someone to show you around. And, you know, whatever you're looking for, whether it's you're looking for co-working space or you're looking for meeting rooms, because it's we're not just a co-working space. We offer a range of different workspace solutions, which I think is really important. It's not just for that entrepreneur, you know, bigger businesses. And, yeah, we will take you around and give you a grand tour of the space.
And the word is spreading. It's been a fascinating, shall we say, genesis. The originally Workshop 17 was kind of under the radar. People wondered where it was because, the interesting thing is it is in its own space. It's part of a regional mall, but it's in its own space. It's in its own tower. It's kind of like, I want to say Hogwarts, but, you know, in the nicest possible way. You expect Harry Potter and team to be in a space like that, making magic. Because this is it, the world of co-working, Workshop 17. We're very, very excited to watch the developments there. We're putting a podcast studio into that space, and it's really cool to be a part of that. And, we've got a foot in both camps now, the Lifestyle Centres, where our radio studio is, where our podcast studio across at the Junction. And we look forward to a long and happy association. And you're involved with the Pro right now. So if you are a VIP invitee of the Pro, you can hook up to the World Wide Web via Workshop 17's internet. Is that right?
Absolutely. You can work like a pro from our space.
How about that?
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful co-working space to work from.
Innovation 101. My very special guest, Mark Seftel, co-founder of Workshop 17, and Penelope Menier, who is the organizer of marvelous things at Workshop 17. I'm not quite sure what she does, but we love her. She's very exciting.
I do everything.
You know. I'm sure you...
She's going for the unofficial mayor of Belita position. So.
Oh, mayoress.
Yeah. Mayoress, of course. I beg your pardon.
Okay, well, you got my vote. Thanks for joining me on The Morning Show. This will be up as a podcast. If you've only just joined us, you want to catch the full story, you're welcome. It'll be up as a podcast shortly after the show, and you can share it on demand. Thanks so much for joining me, folks, and The Morning Show.